is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. We've heard from Secretary of State Blinken about an American who is free now in Syria after 7 months in captivity.
We're working to bring him home, to bring him out of Syria, and to bring him home. But for privacy reasons, I can't share any more detail than that.
Blinken said there's no new information about Austin Tice, the American journalist who's been held in Syria for 12 years. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer spoke with the man who was found today.
The first we knew of him was in a social media post. Local people claiming he was an American prisoner who'd been locked up in one of the regime's most notorious jails. We found the house about 15 miles south of Damascus, and there was Travis Timmerman from Urbana, Missouri.
I was only let out 3 times. A day to go to the bathroom, so that was quite the hardship.
You had food and water?
I did.
Here at home, the Justice Department and City of Louisville have reached a police reform deal. After the investigation prompted by the killing of Breonna Taylor, the agreement needs a judge's approval. CBS's Lily Luciano has the latest information on Luigi Mangione, a man charged with murdering the United Healthcare CEO. He's in a Pennsylvania prison.
He's not in solitary confinement. He's not under any kind of suicide watch or psychological order. He is not having access to other inmates. He's in a cell by himself. That I asked whether he can go outside. They say not at this moment, but at every level, every inmate does have access to that, so he will.
In Washington, CBS's Linda Kenyon on the Biden administration move to commute the sentences of 1,500 people.
The largest single-day act of clemency in modern history has gone to those released from prison and placed in home confinement during the COVID pandemic. In addition, the president is pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes.
Some economic optimism this morning as President-elect Trump rang the opening bell on Wall Street not long after being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
We're going to be number one plus. We'll do numbers that nobody will really see before, and when that happens, prices are going to start coming down because people can't afford their groceries, and they're going to be affording their groceries very soon.
A new analysis finds only 1 in 5 hourly workers has $500 or more in emergency savings, with many looking to work extra over the holidays.
A lot of this, they mentioned, is to use holiday earnings for basic necessities, gas, groceries.
Atif Siddiqui is with the Workforce Payment Platform Branch, which surveyed 3,000 workers.
59% of workers delayed a medical procedure due to this financial strain.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 94 points. S&P is off 14. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles. This is Chris Morrow. Have you noticed it's cold out today? Hasn't been this cold since January of earlier this year. Going to stay that way most of the day today with winds gusting over 25 miles per hour. While temperatures may be in the very low teens for a high, wind chills will be well below zero. Make sure you're bundled up. Don't let exposed skin catch frostbite. Things warm up again by the weekend. As you might expect with this cold weather, scammers are getting in on things. They're trying to call people up and convince them to send them money or they're going to have their heat turned off. Simply not true. It's a scam. There's a moratorium on shutting off heat during this time of the year. There's no way authorities will turn it off when temperatures are this cold. You have time to make arrangements, and the cutoff date comes in mid-March. On the topic of electricity, power is pumping out of Paris. We Energy says the 200-megawatt solar operation in Kenosha County now online. The Paris Solar Park has almost 500,000 solar panels that can power about 60,000 homes. Again, it stays cold throughout the day today, the forecast here in moments. And back with more timeless hits. That's an update on news. We do updates twice an hour, top and bottom of the hour, and you can find them on demand at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow.
The
Brewers add some lefties. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. At the winter baseball meetings, the Brewers have added two left-handed minor league pitchers to their 40-man roster, Connor Thomas from the Cardinals and Grant Wolfram from the Texas Rangers. College football, the Badgers need a new quarterback. Braden Locke says he's entering the transfer portal. So is Tyler Van Dyke. Last night, receiver Trek Kekahuna changed his mind and will return to Wisconsin. NFL, the Packers face the Seahawks, led by their new head coach, Mike McDonald, former Ravens defensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur.
I think Mike's done an outstanding job. It's a great scheme. They can throw a lot of different coverages at you, a lot of different fronts, different looks, and then you combine that with really good players, then it can be a problem.
Seattle's Mike McDonald.
They play a great brand of football. They've been doing it throughout their entire franchise history, and especially since Matt's got there and doing his thing, so we got a lot of respect for them and how they play.
That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Harvey's The Rest of the Story, coming in seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Yale had some football team in 1888, and those players never forgot the sight of head coach Al Kemp striding the sideline. It was the phenomenal intuition that made Al a great coach. They said the consistent ability to choose the right man for the right position. And Al could also spot hidden strengths and weaknesses, attributes unknown even to the players themselves. Coach Kemp was reared in an intellectual, almost an anti-athletic atmosphere. Dad had been a renowned sociologist and lecturer at Yale for many years. No mention was ever made of sports around the house. But then that opportunity came to become Yale's head football coach, and Al accepted at once. Now, 1888 was a season of some of the school's greatest players, Corbin and Stagg, and Pudge Heffelfinger and Lee McClung. Strong personalities who went on to distinguish themselves after college. McClung, you'll remember, became United States Treasury Secretary. Also, these were the days when a head coach and his team's captain were virtually equals in authority. That meant that a coach had to be convincing to get his ideas across. And then along came Al Kemp, young, inexperienced, expected to assume leadership over a squad of skeptical roughnecks. Well, those early practices were tough ones. Coach Kemp said little, simply paced the sideline, casting an impressive silhouette against the autumn sky. Team members recalled the omnipresent notebook, which became intimidating in itself. Player would make a bad move, that pen would start scratching in that notebook. Well, that season progressed, and Yale won football games, so many football games that the team's doubters were converted to devotees of Coach Al Kemp. But this is the rest of the story. There have been two Coach Kemps at Yale University. One famous, the other not. One renowned as the father of American football, originator of the annual All-America team. The other history books forgot. The other, the second Coach Kemp, Al, whom you have just met, enjoyed a coaching career of but 1 year. And yet, were it not for Al, would the famous Walter Kemp have been as famous? Would he have kept his job at Yale at all? For when Walt Kemp first became head coach there, he was also sales manager in the New York office of the New Haven Clock Company. And Walter's employers would not permit him to attend the usual afternoon football practices at the university. So it was during that one awkward season that Walter Camp asked Al Camp to coach in his place. And all that season, Al did. And when that year was up, Walter took charge and kept charge, and it was his career which subsequently grew to legendary proportions. 1888 was a big year in Walt Camp's life for another reason. He was newly wed. Now it's he whom history celebrates as the father of American football. But here and hereafter, let the record proclaim the important role of Al Camp in that career. Yale's head coach during that one critical year, Al, known as Allie, was Alice Graham Sumner Camp, Walter Camp's beautiful young bride. And now you know the rest of the story.
Great story. Always a great story from Paul Harvey. Heard twice daily on WRJN, 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen, Monday through Friday. And again, 12:05 every weekday here on WRJN.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two.
Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
I know.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, reminding you that it's high school basketball time and a big game coming up this Friday on WRJN, Burlington versus Union Grove. Pre-game starts at 6:30, tip-off at 7 on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
timeless hits, Christmas classics too. More of those coming up on WRJN. Normally, at this moment, it'd be Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, but Stuart has a day off. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Morrow.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Let's take a look at news. It's going to stay cold for a while today. Some of the coldest temperatures since last January have settled over Racine and Kenosha counties. Going to be no more than the low to mid-teens for a high today. If even that, wind chills will stay below zero. You could get frostbite if you're outside for 30 minutes or even less with skin exposed with the high winds and frigid temperatures. One thing to be aware of are scammers that are taking advantage of people who are afraid of losing their power during the cold. There is a moratorium on shutting off electricity during the winter, so if you get a call from somebody saying you owe them money and you owe them now, they're lying to you. They can't turn off your power because of non-payment. Those moratoriums last until mid-spring. Well, while Microsoft is using most of the land, Foxconn's still getting most of the tax credits. A recent state report showing that Foxconn has been approved for almost $9 million in state tax credits for 2023. The report shows just over 1,100 Foxconn people working in the state, and the company spending $24 million in Racine County development. The long-awaited facelift of Reef Point Marina making progress. Over half the docks on the northeast portion of the area have been removed as part of phase one. A special barge with a crane is helping to relocate the old docks to Bell Harbor Marina. They'll store them there temporarily. Once it's done, there'll be new docks, pumping stations, and restrooms. Heading down to Kenosha, the Kenosha Police Department has welcomed a brand new member. Tilly, a 16-week-old Labrador Retriever, donated to the department to serve as a therapy dog. An organization called Partners with Paws was created to support officer wellness and make the donation. Tilly starts her therapy dog training early next month. The statement says the initiative is part of efforts to prioritize the mental health of officers in the Kenosha Police Department. That's what's happening in news. We have updates for you at the top and bottom of every hour, or you can get it on demand online at WRJN.com. From the Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It may look pretty outside, but it does not feel like it. With high temperatures today trying to tap 10 degrees, those feisty winds are really making it feel more like 5 to 15 below. Overnight lows bottom out near zero, and for tomorrow, slightly warmer, rising to near 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
The red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say,
of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You'll go down in history.
go down in history. Well, not surprised, I was never very good at history or geography or arithmetic. Local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, too, on WRJN.
Hey!
local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics too, and the Gumby song, otherwise known as Bend Me, Shape Me by the American Breed. I'm WRJL. Stick around. More bad puns coming, I promise. WRJN.
To be
local news, timeless hits, Christmas classics, and the grown-up gift list. Now, the keyword that I gave you shortly after 11 o'clock, that expired at noon. But I've got another one for you, and that's coming up right after 1 o'clock. Stick around for another chance to win another getaway. An overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells is coming up on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
Curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Day number 8 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. It's the most wonderful time of the year to indulge in holiday sweets. Savor the warmth of freshly baked cobbler straight from the oven, browned with vanilla bean ice cream. Or share the joy of the season with cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Perfect for those winter nights. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
And you will ruin the love you have. Oh, but I hate. grown-up gift list keyword number, what is it? I lost track. Coming up right after 1 o'clock. Keep it here for a chance to win from WRJN.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
WRJN.
help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Look at it, you.